In a news update for November 23rd, on this Wednesday early morning edition, hour number two of the War Room, hosted by Owen Schroeder, being featured on Sirius XM Terrestrial News Satellite Radio Networks. And also, you can find us on all the interwebs there, where you consume your content at all podcasting platforms or your browser, by simply typing top headlines, national and international news stories. That's how you write it, folks. And hour number two is underway next.
Bruise that matters out there. Everything else is garbage, to put it nicely and radio friendly.
Yeah, it's, you know, I will say this, as a consumer of media, that there are more people that are starting to come to the light that have been around. And there's other people that are starting to get into media that are doing a great job. But that said, what you're getting here is still head over heels above anybody else.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, I was thinking the same thing that you were just saying until the election, the midterm elections happened, and then you saw them revert back to their old ways real quick. And
yeah,
anyway,
that's what they do.
No, not at all. But that's besides the point. I want to promote the t-shirt sale. I just went on there and I bought like six t-shirts, everything in my size, for $5 each. Like, I don't know where you're going to get a $5 t-shirt, but you know.
Well, I mean, that's the thing, is like, we're practically giving away what we have left at the website. So now we're literally giving some away with just free gifts when you make a purchase. So you'll get an extra free gift with your purchase too.
Absolutely. I also want to promote too, Died Suddenly. I watched it last night. Dude, I consume you guys all day long, and I, you know, like, I retain all this information. It made me sick to my stomach.
You know, that's the response I'm getting from most of the people that have seen it. And I watched a little bit of it. I had it up on my screen at home for a bit last night. I was kind of passively watching. But the one thing that stuck out was all the embalmers and the funeral home directors that are calling this out.
Yeah, it was like, and then watching them pull it out of the arteries is like, whoa.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, folks, yeah, exactly. Like, Mike, New York, thank you so much for the kind words and the call. Folks, they're literally sitting there pulling the vaccine COVID fiber clots out of their bodies. And Fauci's going to tell you to take that crap. Fastest 3 hours on the internet, the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. I can't even believe we're in the second hour already. What happened? I'm having so much fun with you guys, with the crew. We're looking at Thanksgiving turkey prices. We're taking calls from Democrats. I got a bunch of turkeys running around or behind me. These are the turkeys that were spared the expense of being sniffed and groped by Joe Biden. It was an odd situation at the White House yesterday where Joe Biden and a turkey came out of a bathroom, and the turkey was struggling to walk, but we're not really sure the situation there. Could be like the Pope situation where Biden, you know, had a little accident, or maybe the G20 where he couldn't make dinner. Stuff like that. It's Joe Biden, though. Yeah, his daughter has massive weddings at the White House. All right, we are in the second hour, and we've got our guests ready to go. It's Allison Steinberg, great host over at OAN on the West Coast, Allison at Large, Allison's Rage page. She joins me now. And I want to get ahead of ourselves here for a little bit to kind of just know where your head is at on all of this. Allison, you look great. It's okay. You've been primping yourself for like 2 minutes now. We've got you. You look fine. The smile, there's nothing in your teeth. I've been watching this, trying to stall for you, but we have to go live eventually now. But I wanted to get your head on all this, because you did a video that was, I mean, it went viral. I think it got millions of views. Even the leftists picked it up, where you were criticizing, very critical of Donald Trump promoting the vaccines. And so that was a few months ago. Here we are. Trump has announced. People are already posturing DeSantis against Trump. DeSantis hasn't announced, so it's getting a little ahead of ourselves. But I just want to know where your head is at right now. Do you support Trump in 2024? Are you done with Trump? Would you prefer DeSantis? Where do you stand right now as far as the 2024 election is concerned?
You know, I think there's pros and cons to each candidate. I think I love so many things about Trump, and the whole Operation Warp Speed was so disappointing and upsetting because we know how dangerous the shots are and we know all the negative repercussions that come with that. So I would love to get behind Trump. I just wish that he would come out and denounce the vaccine. Now, I know DeSantis did do that. He outwardly said, you know, this is dangerous. It's causing harm. We should not be giving this to children. I just don't know why Trump can't do that. I do think Trump is in it for the, I mean, I think he has a lot of power and holds so much weight in defeating the swamp. But the sole fact that he is pushing the vaccine still to this day makes me question, is he really on our side? I don't know. I'm undecided.
So that could be a total a deal breaker for you as far as if you're going to be willing to throw your support behind Trump or not. That's because, I mean, do you consider yourself a purist? I mean, certainly you're not a one-issue voter.
No, absolutely not. I, you know, I take many things into account when considering who I'm going to get behind. But, I mean, the Operation Warp Speed thing, I mean, we're not going to have a country if people keep taking this shot and if we keep promoting it, if we keep, you know, avoiding the reality of it. So we need to be really honest with this. I think Trump knows. I mean, there's been so much talk from his supporters about, you know, how we are not for it. So why
can't
he come forward?
He's been booed. He brings up at rallies, he's been booed.
Yeah, absolutely. So why wouldn't he, if he truly cares about the American people, why wouldn't he come forward and get on our side? I know he's trying. I know he's got an ego. I know he wants to appease as many people as possible, but I think more people would, you know, be on his side and be even more hardcore about him if he was just straightforward and honest about it. That's all we want. And not to mention January 6th, too, that's another issue that, you know, he hasn't really addressed. I know he recently did say, no, that everyone would be rehired with back pay who was let go because of COVID and the forced injections, and we would bring attention to the January 6th political prisoners, but I don't know. I would love to see that happen. If that does happen, then I'm all for it. But right now, it just seems like it's only talk.
I think these are fair criticisms of Trump. And I've never considered myself a political purist. I've accepted long ago that even people I support politically are going to either stab me in the back or hurt me personally with policy decisions. It's just how it's going to be, especially this day and age. I think the one leverage issue where I give Trump my support right now unequivocally is we're in such a hole geopolitically. We have been embarrassed on the international stage. There is almost no respect for the United States anymore on the international stage, and that is directly thanks to Joe Biden. I think Trump is the only individual that can repair these 4 years of being crapped on by Joe Biden, and I think Trump is the only body that can kind of repair that. I don't think DeSantis can do that. I think Trump can. And I think the ideal situation would be for the Republicans to get behind Trump one more go and then bring DeSantis in. But you're right, with the issue of Operation Warp Speed, and Trump has the perfect out. He can sit here and he can say, well, wait a second. Look, here's Kamala Harris. Here's Joe Biden. Here's everybody in the media saying the vaccine is killer when it was me making it. And then now they're the ones telling you it's the be all end all. It's like he was given the out card and he won't even play it.
Absolutely. He can just blame all of this on the swamp as he has with everything else. Why not throw that onto them too? It's the perfect opportunity for him to rid himself of the responsibility. And he does. I agree. He has unfinished business that he needs to take care of. He was very effective during his 4 years. I do believe that he can, you know, finish the job, and I would like to see that. So absolutely. I think that we should give him that opportunity. I think that if he were to get back in, I would like to be faithful that he would execute and make that happen. And as you said a moment ago, DeSantis, you're unsure of it. I mean, DeSantis is kind of piggybacking off of the MAGA movement. He wouldn't, I don't even know if he would be as effective as of a governor if it weren't for Trump and MAGA. And I think that he's kind of capitalizing on this moment. Obviously, he hasn't announced officially. If he were to, I don't know. Is it right of us to just jump ship like that? I mean, I do think that there is something to be said for Trump and the movement that he started. And I think we do need to remind ourselves of that when considering the next candidate.
Okay. I got to ask you about the issue that really matters to all of us now, though. And that is, how do you feel about men pretending to be women and playing for the women's hockey team?
Well, I think that is fine. fine and very progressive of us here in the U.S. I think that's a wonderful thing, and it just unites everyone. I think it's absolutely disgusting, and I think that everyone should be reprimanded. I don't know how much further we need to stray as a country. I don't know what more needs to happen. Seriously, where are the feminists? I'm by no means a feminist myself, but shouldn't they be outraged? This is outrageous. These men are dominating women's sports, taking away all the opportunities from the real women who are putting in all of the time and effort into pursuing their future, and that's just being stripped away from them because men are coming in and pretending they're women. I mean, what kind of clown world is this?
How do you reconcile with a woman, though, like you said, to be on the women's international hockey team? I mean, there's not many women's international hockey things. There's not many women's professional hockey things out there. So that's the peak. And there's only a finite amount of roster positions. So, I mean, you got to work your entire life if you want to be a part of that. And now they're just saying, oh, men can be women. Oh, men can play hockey as women. How do you reconcile with a woman that works her entire life to be at the peak of her athletic ability and performance for a man to just change gender overnight and beat her?
I don't know. And I don't know how we can ever reverse course at this point. It's just become so normalized and it's just so widely accepted now. But I mean, everyone's pushing this. The masses are just supposed to be okay with this. And too many of them are. I mean, what do we even do at this point? It seems like we are so far gone. How, once you've strayed that far away, how do we even begin to go back? And everyone should know it's wrong. I think inherently they do. They're just too afraid to say it. And that's the ultimate problem, is that people are scared to stand up for what they know is right because they know the backlash that comes along with that. And they're too cowardly to face it. I mean, this kid was just suspended from his scholarship revoked. I don't know if you heard this one, but this kid in Florida had his scholarship revoked. He was like one of the best quarterbacks in the country, and he was singing along to a rap song in his car, and because he said the N-word, now he doesn't get a scholarship. So it's the same thing with the women who are missing out.
I did not want to bring this one up, but there it is. It's true. A white high school quarterback who was one of the top recruits at quarterback had a full ride to Florida and was recording a video and was singing a rap song that used the N-word, and he lost his scholarship. So yeah, there's that issue. I guess for white people, you're just not allowed to listen to rap anymore, all right?
Here's a nice little 1-2 punch for you. FDA approves lab-grown meat for the first time. Step right up.
I want real meat.
Oh, and then what's this?
Not imitation meat.
Beyond Meat Factory, riddled with mold and other dirty conditions, according to leaked documents.
That sounds good.
Well, I can safely say I've never eaten lab-grown meat or Beyond Meat or anything of that realm.
No.
Allison Steinberg, would you eat FDA-approved lab-grown meat, whatever that means?
That's going to be a hard pass for me. I don't really trust Bill Gates and company to curate the food that I'm consuming. I think we should all stick to red meat and a carnivore diet, because that is cancerous garbage.
All right, I'll take your word for it that you won't eat lab-grown meat. I want to take some phone calls. Maybe somebody on the phone line wants some lab-grown meat today, because, you know, they can't sell it. Every time you go to the store, they've got all the Beyond Meat is still there, fully in stock, while everything else is out of stock. You'd think they'd get the hint, but they probably
get
government. They probably get government subsidies, so they don't care if they make money or not.
It's a lot out of the
way. Right. I actually posted something funny online the other day. I think you'd get a kick out of this. I got attacked by the leftist. It was a joke, but it was a meme that said something like, I went into the grocery store and sliced open several cases of Beyond Meat and others. And that is how we prevent the spread of this soy pandemic, because that's the real pandemic. And I thought it was funny. I reposted it. And then all of these liberals are coming for me. Oh, this woman is stoking violence. She's taking away much needed food from the grocery stores. Innocent vegans aren't going to get to eat their meals. I mean, no, we're doing you a favor. You shouldn't want to consume that crap. But here we are. That's the world we're living in.
Do you want to say hi to all your adoring liberal fans that are tuned in right now?
I would love that. David Pac-Man, if you're watching, hello. everyone else at Patriot Takes. Hello, Ron Filipkowski. Hello. I'm so glad you're joining us. I know you're watching.
Are we sure that he's even a real person?
Well, that, I don't know.
I'm not even sure Ron Filipkowski is actually a real person. I've never seen him anywhere. I've never heard of him anywhere. There's just this random Twitter account that's forced into my news feed. Now, David Pac-Man has had a cartoon featured after him for decades called Beavis and Butthead. They took the Butthead character. It is David Pac-Man in the real world. I'm serious. You know this. I mean, you've seen him. So we know he's real, though. I'm not convinced Filipkowski is even a real person. I think it's just some weird internet thing. I don't even think it's real.
Just some bot. Yeah, it's highly possible. I don't know. But one thing's for sure, he never misses an opportunity to, attack us, because he clearly watches. I know he watches your show every day. He's obsessed with you. And he's
got that Ukrainian flag. He loves Ukraine so much.
Of course.
All right, let's take a phone call here. You're going to be on the air with Allison Steinberg as well here on the InfoWars War Room. Let's go to Bill in Pennsylvania. Bill, you're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, good, man. You know, just thinking about the most expensive Thanksgiving dinner I'm going to ever have in my life, thanks to Joe Biden.
$2.30
a pound, baby.
Send him the bill.
Thanks to Joe Biden.
What I'd like to do is talk about two things. First, when Alex was in trial that time, that prosecutor that said that he was dealing with child pornography, certain government agencies, the guy looks like a leprechaun. And then Alex came out and said, you mean like Jeffrey Epstein did with the Clintons? That's the best thing he ever did. At least he got part of his message out. You remember that?
Oh, sure. And, you know, I don't want to rehash the case too much, but I think we kind of learned after the first couple rounds on this deal that, we approached it with good faith. We approached it in good faith. We learned that it was never going to be approached that way from the other side. So I think Alex quickly realized, okay, basically I just have to turn this into my show now because I'm not actually able to defend myself, so I might as well just turn it into my show. Allison, I'm sure you remember that moment.
Absolutely. It was absolutely genius. He knew there was no chance in hell of, you know, fighting back against these corrupt tyrants, and I thought his turnaround on the whole situation was absolutely brilliant, and the fact that he used so many clips from the trial for promotional material was just pure gold. Talk about leprechauns. That was the gold at the end of the rainbow right there.
And by the way, Bill, did you see the latest? So Elon Musk won't let Alex Jones back on Twitter, but the Associated Press has fired their reporter who reported that it was a Russian missile that landed in Poland. Of course, Zelensky reported that same thing too, saying we need to pay for it in blood. And there were others in the media that said that as well. That turned out to be fake news, but the Associated Press and that reporter aren't going to be banned from Twitter. You see how that works, Bill?
Oh, yeah. It's just like whatever the government says, like Jesse Ventura used to say, whatever the government says, it's the opposite. So that's what you got to, you know, deal with.
That is the one thing that is good about liberal Democrats is pretty much whatever they accuse of Republicans of doing, you know, they're doing. And whatever they tell you is the truth, you assume the opposite is the truth and you'll know what's up.
Yeah. Every one time. More thing I want to say. Michelle Obama was in Philadelphia this past weekend. She had some kind of book, you know. Why don't she come out of the closet and say she's a trans?
You know, Michelle Obama came out in that same interview and said that she could not wear her natural hairstyle because America wasn't ready for a black woman's hair.
Oh,
what the hell does that even mean? Bill, thank you for the call. I don't think the world is ready for Michelle Obama to come out of the closet. But Allison, you just aren't ready for the power that is Michelle Obama's natural hair. Let alone her natural genitalia.
I think it's interesting because they always like to talk about cultural appropriation. Well, if that's the case, then why are you wearing our hairstyle? Why don't you embrace your natural hair? Because I feel like that would, you know, support your argument a little bit better.
No, she said America wasn't ready. There it is. Americans weren't ready for her natural hair. Oh, and she's got it. She's got the braids going now. Are those, hold on a second, I need a little expert opinion here. Are those eyebrows painted on?
I think the whole face is painted on.
Hold on, guys. No,
I think
put
that's
full screen. I gotta get a Allison, I need a serious analysis here. I don't see any hair. I just see a paintbrush.
This is a fascinating picture here. I mean, as a makeup artist myself, I just, none of that looks natural. None of that's good. She definitely needs to fire whoever her beauty person is, because what is, I mean, the makeup is one thing. The hair, are you, that's,
whoa,
that's
no,
a little
you're not
rough
allowed
there.
To say
it looks
that.
Like she just, it looks like she just had a wild night with her and a couple other dudes, if you're catching
well,
my drift.
Well, hey now, see, you're just proving her right. You're not ready for her natural hair.
Yeah, she had a wild
well,
night
that's
with
what it looks like. I guess I'm not.
It's
pretty horrific.
I think she's on to something.
I think her hair is...
We're also not ready for
her... I think
her
hair is transitioning.
We're not ready for her natural hair on her eyebrows either. That's why she shaved it off and paints it on with the... Yeah. With the old Kid Pix paintbrush there, because we're not ready for her eyebrows either.
Yeah.
We all remember Kid Pix.
It looks fake.
I love Kid Pix. I haven't thought of that in years. I'm so glad you reminded me of that.
Well, I see
Michelle. Those are the good old days. I want to go back to those days.
I see Michelle Obama's eyebrows. I can't help but think of Kid Pix. There it is, the Kid Pix eyebrows. All right, Bill, thank you so much for the call.
It's official.
All right, folks, we'll be right back on the other side of this break. We've got Mark, we've got Eric, and others coming up as well. Let me go shave my eyebrows off. Maybe do Michelle Obama. Ladies and gentlemen, we have never done anything like this before at InfoWarsStore.com. But as a thank you to our great audience supporting us over the years through thick and thin, we are giving away a free gift. That's right, a free gift with every order right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Good till December 1st.
Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, guys, let's get serious here. All right. Let's cover some serious news. This is from Megan O'Giblin at Wired. And she really needs you to understand why the emoji skin tone you choose matters.
Oh.
I'm a white person, and despite there being a range of skin tones available for emojis these days, I still just choose the original Simpsons-esque yellow. Is this insensitive to people of color? Asking the questions that really matter. Allison Steinberg, what emoji skin tone do you use? And of course, if you don't answer this, we have to assume you're a racist bigot.
Well, I am a racist bigot because I only use the white emoji, which means I'm a white supremacist, duh.
Wow.
Which one do you use, Owen?
You probably use the A-OK one too, right?
Oh yeah, you already know.
See, I'm kind of like AOC and Hillary Clinton, where it really depends on the person that I'm messaging which skin tone emoji I use. I like to change depending on who I'm talking to. Like, they change their accents, or Hillary Clinton will carry a thing of hot sauce around when she's in, you know, Georgia and Louisiana. So I kind of change which one I use depending on the group I'm in or the person I'm messaging. I like to get along that way.
That's nice. That's very considerate of you. There's no real rules here. I mean, it's kind of just been left up to our own personal determination. But I mean, are there unspoken rules that we should know of? I'm surprised the liberals haven't published something that we need to follow as far as, you know, emoji technicalities. I'm sure that's coming now that I put it out there.
No, this is it. This is what I'm trying to raise awareness of right here in Wired magazine. They want you to know.
Rules.
Now, Megan, she points out that she is not a quote, she is not a quote of the people of color. So even her opinion on this is discounted. So she discounts her own opinion because she's white. She says, so just so you know, I'm white, so my opinion doesn't matter. But by the way, here are the unofficial rules of which skin tone emoji you use.
Oh,
I'll tell
okay.
You.
So we have the rules. Okay, so what's the proper way to go about this? What do we need to know?
Well, that's what I'm telling you, is it doesn't matter. She's white. So we need to get this list of rules from somebody who's non-white. So this is worthless, Megan. Whitey.
Oh, Megan. Is Megan Thee Stallion publishing this article?
Maybe. If she published it, I might listen because she's not white.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't take advice from honkies and crackers. okay? And yeah, I'm allowed to say that, by the way. Look at my skin color. All right, let's take a phone call here. Let's go to Mark. Let's go to Mark in New Jersey. Mark, you're on the air with Allison Steinberg. Go ahead.
Hey, what are you up to, pal?
I've had about 3 cups of coffee, and I'm jonesing right now.
Dude, you're the James Brown of media at this point. You're working 20 hours a day. You're like a Jamaican. I love it.
I'm like a what?
A gymnasium.
You're like a Jamaican. I mean, it's great. You're the hardest working man in showbiz.
Hold on, slow down. I'm not sure. I'm like a what?
A Jamaican.
A Jamaican?
Yeah, you never heard work like a Jamaican?
I thought it was the opposite. I thought Jamaicans never work.
No. They work hard. They fight hard, too. They work hard.
If I was in Jamaica, I wouldn't work either. What would I need? I'd just live on the beach.
Hey, Allison, I love your work. You're fantastic. The both of you. I got to tell you, your trajectory that you're on, years ago, I saw you when you first started off. Where you started at and where you are today, I know you're a sports guy. You're like Tom Brady, a seventh round draft pick who's turning into an absolute all star. I mean, just awesome, man. You take that as the greatest compliment.
All right, that's enough. Okay, I'm slathered in butter now. Thank you very much.
Listen, the whole show is going sideways tonight. I'm sitting here. I want to talk serious business. Next thing you know, I'm worried about a guy with jaundice getting on me about the wrong emoji. You're talking about things 10 inches long, black, long, and I didn't realize you were going to talk about Michael's hair. I mean, the show has gone off the rails. I'm loving it. But no, listen, let's talk serious business. Wait, in all seriousness.
Is that a banana in this band?
There is a sweater that we have to start
pulling. I don't know what that blazer's down there, but it don't look like a female.
And it's the FTX scandal. It's something that it keeps popping up on the daily news cycle, but it is not going as deep as it needs to go. And I know you guys have the resources and the ability to grab guests who have gone down this rabbit hole somewhat and really dig on this. It seems like it's the keystone, like the center of the wagon wheel on this entire world, the money laundering, the Ukraine, the political donations.
Well, here's the thing. And I don't know if you've heard all the previous coverage I've done on this, so I don't want to rehash all of it. There is some new stuff in the news today, but look at the cover up here, though. Look at the cover up here. This is the Wall Street Journal. FTX failed because Sam Bankman-Fried's supporters lost confidence in him. Now, what did I say? Did I not sit here and say they would turn this and blame it on Republicans and Trump? And then they say, that may be how Donald Trump finally crashes and burns too. I knew they were gonna flip this and make it a Republican thing. Of course they would. And then the headline is, what Donald Trump and Sam Bankman-Fried have in common. Okay, so we all knew that they would eventually twist it and blame it on Republicans, Trump, conservatives, everything. But no. It's going to come out that it was the Democrats, they were Democrats, Democrat fundraisers, and then Mitch McConnell and the Republican Party that were laundering all this money, laundering it all through Ukraine. Sam Bankman-Fried and Caroline Ellison were just the fall guy and girl for this, and maybe they were taken advantage of because they maybe have on the autism spectrum. I don't say that insensitively, people. In fact, I would say the one thing I've noticed about most autistic people, if not all, is it seems that they don't have a mean bone in their body. So I'm mean, okay? Allison's a little mean. Autistic people don't even have a mean bone in their body. They're like the nicest people on earth, so it's the perfect person to set up for a fall person. That's why I'm so mad about this, because I know autistic people I care about, and if they got set up like this, I'd be pissed. But I think what they're gonna do is, they're gonna, oh, look, we can't arrest any of these players because we have no crypto regulations, no digital asset regulations, so they have to be let go. Mark, hold right there. Allison, what do you think?
I think that, you know, it's obvious SBF hates Trump, so the fact that they're even trying to spin this around, as they always do, I mean, I can't say I'm surprised, but it's just so preposterous, and anyone that's been following knows it's easy to see. It's a money laundering operation. This is where all of our billions of taxpayer dollars are going, and the truth will be revealed, but it's just insane to once again see the blatant hypocrisy and the media attempt to try to spin this and turn it around onto Trump. Like, really, I mean, they just don't stop.
And we've seen all these Trump documents. By the way, they just said the House in its final days of Democrat control is about to go ape, folks. And they're already going to get new tax return documents turned over to these House committees to get Trump's information. But we already know Trump is severely underlevered. FTX wasn't just overlevered; they were levered off the map. They had so much debt and leverage that it was never going to be made up for anyway. The practical way of saying it, it'd be like if you got approved for a house loan for, let's say, $1 million, and that's like the max mortgage rate you get is at $1 million, but you can't really afford that. You're maybe more in the affording price of maybe $500,000, so you get the $500,000 house instead, or maybe you just get a $250,000 house so you can pay it off quickly and be not levered at all. But if you do the $1 million, you're probably overlevered. Well, FTX was like $10 billion overlevered. I mean, it was impossible. Mark, your final comments on this.
Alan, the other thing I want to just tap into here for just a second. I don't know if you're familiar with her work. Whitney Webb, she's an investigative journalist.
Yes.
I do not call her conservative at all.
No, she's centrist or liberal even.
Yes, and lends a lot of credibility. But she just published a book, actually a two-volume book on Jeffrey Epstein, and went down that rabbit hole, like, extensively. And as I listened to a couple interviews with her and then started reading the book, you realize it all comes full circle back to FTX.
Yeah, but that's going to be the distraction. They weren't trafficking, but they were doing weird stuff. You want to know just how psychotic and dangerous the American left is? Here's a perfect example from Matthew Gaetz, but it's the response from Zero HP Lovecraft that sums it up perfectly. Matthew Gaetz tweets this out. Elon Musk interacting with psychofanatic right-wing influencers this weekend, a thread. And then he goes and he makes a list and does a thread about Elon Musk talking to people. Here's the perfect summarization from Zero HP Lovecraft. This is what lefties do. They take notes anytime you so much as talk to someone that is not in their cult. They make lists and they remember them well. I mean, that just sums it up. I mean, this is the American left is everything they claim to be fighting, Allison. You know about this. You've experienced this. But isn't that it perfectly? Oh, look, Elon Musk is talking to somebody I disagree with, so I'm going to demonize him and make a list about all the people he talked to. And I'm the good guy.
Exactly. We know how much they love putting us on those lists, right?
They like
and
their
I think
lists.
It's so ironic. They love their lists. I think it's hilarious with the whole Twitter situation. I mean, we just saw this week alone two very notable rock musicians, Trent Reznor of Nine Inch Nails and Jack White of the White Stripes, who were supposedly against the establishment. I mean, that's how they built their whole career. And now that Trump is being brought back on the platform, oh no, I can't bear to see this. Oh yes, I'm for free speech, except when it's someone that I don't like. So it's just completely hypocritical in typical liberal fashion. They only like something when it applies to or benefits them. And it's a joke. I mean, who do these people think they are? It's ridiculous. They don't deserve a platform and they don't deserve their money and they don't deserve their fame because everything that made them who they are fighting actively against. It's disgusting.
No, it's amazing how the anti-establishment punk rock teams are now just full-on establishment hacks. And it's you wonder if they even realize this. So I would read this headline. And this is for leftists. This is for liberals. This is for all you liberal elitists, all you liberal supremacists who somehow think Trump is your enemy. I want you to hear this. I want you to actually hear this if it's possible for you, if it's possible to get through that candy shell around your brain. Bill Barr says President Trump will burn down the GOP. I want you to listen to that. Okay? This is career DC professional, DC lawyer, DC professional. Bill Barr says Donald Trump will burn down the GOP. Did you hear that, liberal elitists? Did you hear that, liberal supremacists? Isn't that what you want to do? I'm getting mixed messaging here, Allison.
It's really hard to decipher, you know, when they're so busy burning down buildings and destroying businesses. It kind of deflects from what's actually happening here. But yes, I think we should all draw attention to this. And I mean, where are the liberals on this one? It's convenient that they just magically slip away when they should be, you know, speaking up. They never seem to fail in that regard.
All right, let's go to Madwit. Midwit, I thought I was talking about Whoopi Goldberg. This is Madwit in Michigan. You're on the air, Madwit. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Juan. I appreciate it.
Thanks for calling.
First of all, I want to say to the whole InfoWars crew, thank you for the work you guys do. God bless you all. And you guys are really important. So happy Thanksgiving to all of you.
Thank you.
I wanted to talk about the election process. It's a system that doesn't get discussed a lot, but pretty much every issue is super flossed at it. What we've got is something that's been controlled from the beginning. In the early days, it was limited who could vote. And once we started adding people, women got the vote, created a problem because a woman could cancel her husband's vote. Minorities were brought in. They were easy to manipulate because they were a singled out group. And so what we've got is an election process that doesn't function. And that's never going to change as long as we're in this election process. Very easy to overcome and it's very easy to get rid of, but it would take everybody to understand that. So that's the biggest problem is the election process. You can't trust it. A guy gets 81 million votes and can get 10 people in a parking lot. It's pretty ridiculous on its face, but you see everybody that's piled on in those groups, whether it's media or whether it's big business. And so this is an impossible system to overcome, and everything flows from that. I guess the most basic thing is that we have to ask ourselves if Democrats and Republicans, if people who are in pharmaceutical companies, if people who are in big banks or people who run big businesses or people in entertainment or media of any kind, have this kind of control, you have to ask the question to all of them. And it's a basic set of questions. Number one is, what is the penalty for treason? Number two would be, what is the penalty for crimes against humanity? And I guess lastly, what is the penalty for genocide? If you can answer those questions, then I think basically every single person needs to stand up and be accountable to hold these people for what they're doing. And I don't see any way out of it.
Well, that's the problem, is the issue you just brought up is so big and so encompassing that they can't. They can't. Most of them are even involved. And that's why this comment is so ironic. And Alex Jones covered this earlier. Pfizer CEO Albert applauds Alex Jones' Sandy Hook verdicts, calls him an agent of evil. Okay, fine. Alex Jones is an agent of evil. He's the worst person ever. And how many people did he kill? Zero. Zilch. Nada. How many people has Pfizer been responsible for their demise? Well, with the COVID vaccine alone, probably tens of thousands. But, oh, Albert is the decision maker on who's good and who's bad here, Allison.
I love the pronunciation of his last name. That was beautiful.
It's properly pronounced from the demon spawn he came from. It's
I can't wait to use that. But yes, I agree with you. I mean, it's just, where is the logic here? How do people not see this? I mean, I get, you know, everything's so divided. I get everyone's, you know, Alex Jones is the most controversial man probably on the planet. But it doesn't take a genius to figure out that the vaccine is killing people. Where are the repercussions for them? Where are the repercussions for all the people pushing this? There are so many people who are complicit in peddling this drug use, and yes, it is just outright drug use, and they all need to be held accountable. But because the whole system is corrupt from the inside out, how do we make any progress? How do we reform this? Because everything is just, it seems like we're going in circles here. Nothing gets achieved or accomplished because when the whole system's corrupt, I mean, how do we reverse course? How do we fix anything? It seems like a very daunting task that's never going to actually come to an end.
Well, and the FTX scandal is kind of like a microcosm where there were so many people involved in this corruption, and a lot of them probably unknowingly. I mean, I don't think Tom Brady or Steph Curry or any of these guys, when they were just paid to promote a product, I don't think they were part of a scam. I don't think they knew it was a giant money laundering operation. They were just paid to promote it. But, oh, look, now they're involved. Okay, well, now the NFL has egg on its face. Now the NBA has egg on its face. The Republican Party takes money. The Democrats take money. Biden takes money. And then, oh, when the rubber meets the road and it's time to arrest some criminals, what do you know? Sam Bankman-Fried is literally on video today running around in the Bahamas. I mean, it's a joke. No one's been arrested. Nobody's been detained. At least $30 billion that we know of laundered. The families of the individuals have hundreds of billions of dollars of property in the Bahamas, and nobody's been arrested. But it's the same thing with the vaccine. Look at all the people that were involved in taking money from Big Pharma. Look at all the people that were involved in promoting the vaccine. Really? Do we expect there to be justice when so many heads would roll? I doubt it.
I don't know. I mean, I would like to be hopeful, but I don't see anything happening. I mean, there's all of this talk about Fauci and others, you know, getting their proper repercussions and you know, being held accountable. But I just don't see it ever happening. Nothing ever does. You know, we've seen it time and time again with Hillary and others. Nothing ever happens to these people. And I mean, they'll just spend all this time deflecting it onto Trump. They'll try to make Trump into the enemy. They're going to continue to interrogate him relentlessly, as we're seeing. They have nothing on him. Why don't we turn the focus around to the people that actually matter, who are actually killing people? But of course that won't happen because the whole system's corrupt.
Because they're liberal Democrats and they're liberal Democrat supremacists. And that's how it really works. It's not about white supremacy or somebody thinking they're superior because of their skin color. That may or may not exist, but that's not the issue. The issue is liberal Democrat supremacy. They think they're better than you and they make the system to dominate and sit on top of you forever. Allison, thank you for joining us this hour. Where can people follow your work?
Thank you so much. You can follow me on Allison's Rage page on Instagram and Twitter, or you can visit us at OANN.com. And my show is up there on the website under the shows tab. Also, I'd like to give a quick shout out to the amazing InfoWars products. I've been taking Brain Force every day before I film my show, and it is just incredible. I noticed such a difference.
Wait, is
Everyone
that true?
Needs to get it. Look, it's halfway gone.
I was wondering how a blonde was able to be so smart and intellectual and witty.
Oh, you're much too kind.
No,
well,
I
give all the credit to Brain Force.
Okay, Allison Steinberg, great stuff.
All credit goes to the InfoWars team. Yes.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at BAM.video.
All right, we're about to be joined by the great Bryson Gray in 5 minutes.
He joins us, and I've got some questions for him. Maybe we'll take some calls as well. We're going to play his great music as well. But ladies and gentlemen, you know, it's hard to... I mean, we can say it over and over, and I hope it sinks in. But you are the true power behind InfoWars. And you are the true reason why we're still on air. And so that's just the truth. You've shopped at InfoWarsStore.com. You've shared the links. You've told friends and family. You've prayed for us. You've supported us. We're still here on air every day against all odds. Against all odds, here we are, still fighting the good fight. And that's thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And so to pay it forward this Thanksgiving, we've decided we are giving a gift to you with every order, free gift with every order. And so it's one of the great InfoWars t-shirts, it's the InfoWars sunglasses, the InfoWars koozies, the InfoWars coasters, the InfoWars blocket pockets, so many different things that we've had on the website over the years that we just don't really market or promote anymore. So we're now giving it away as a gift with every purchase now at InfoWarsStore.com. So you go there, you get a great supplement, just like Allison Steinberg was just talking about with the Brain Force Ultra. You get a free gift in that purchase as well. You get a bottle of Vitamin Mineral Fusion. You get a free gift with that order as well. The toothpaste, all of it, a lot of it at a deep discount right now as well. Double Patriot points and a free gift with every order. That's our way of saying thank you for keeping us on air. Thank you for supporting us through thick and thin, and thank you for keeping us on air to this day. And again, I'm thankful, obviously, as one of the most censored people on the planet, that I still have a platform to operate on. But I'm also thankful because it's not just about me. We also host Bryson Gray at band.video and so many other people at band.video. So you're not just platforming me that I am eternally grateful for, grateful for, but so many others, musicians, artists, comedian, reporters, talk show hosts that get banned, we give them a platform. You give them a platform at band.video. So we thank you for that. And there is Bryson Gray waiting right now, getting warmed up in the bullpen. He's getting ready. He's getting his vocal cords loosened up. Actually, I've seen him before a show. He pretty much just walks right onto the stage. He doesn't even have to warm up at all. He's just like, I'm ready to go. And that's just how good he is. But you know, he's going to be censored by the establishment because he's not talking about how he wants to gangbang and kill cops and pimp hoes and stuff. So, you know, you gotta kick him off of the Spotify's and everything. Let's squeeze a caller in real quick, though. Max in Kansas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Hope you're having a wonderful afternoon, man. I love it. I love your jacket and pen, too. Looking dapper tonight. But I wanted to remind everyone that 59 years ago today, on November 22nd, 1963, JFK was killed. I think that, you know, we can still learn so much from him and his, you know, legacy even 59 years later, especially in this day and age. But, you know, he's one of the most eloquent, inspirational speakers of all time. Him and his brother's charisma were something.
Yeah, back when the Democrat Party actually liked America. Back when the Democrat Party actually liked people and liked America.
Exactly. And you know, most importantly, he posed probably the greatest threat to the New World Order while he held office. His opposition to the Federal Reserve and expressed disdain for the CIA, entertaining the idea to abolish the corrupt agency and warning the American people of secret societies, stating that, quote, the very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society, and we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. And he wasn't a perfect man by any means, but damn, he cared about the American people, and he was truly one of us. And you can see that when, you know, when he shut down Operation Northwoods and read over and was like, what the hell is this? What's wrong with you? And fired Lyman Lemnitzer, rightfully so, after reading about the plan. But and he was a kill.
Well, yeah, and you know, and it's so important, Max, and I'm sorry, we're just up against the break. JFK wanted to shut down the CIA. He got assassinated. Abraham Lincoln was issuing the greenbacks against the central bankers. He got assassinated. But one of the great feats of JFK was what he did for the physical fitness program in America.
I'm going down. Look what they did to Alex Jones. They trying to rob him of every single thing he owns. How you get sued for a Billy for saying something wrong? They won't stop till everybody being watched by drones. And look what they did to Ye. They want everything. JP Morgan banned his account, but they do F thing. They care more about Kanye West than they do sex swings.
Like, you know, I remember when artists and musicians wanted to be anti-establishment and really commit to that position, no matter the cost. Not really the case anymore. Nowadays, you suck up to the establishment if you want to be successful and if you want to prove a point. And then if you do want to actually be anti-establishment like Bryson Gray, well, you get shut down and then the proof is in the pudding. And so Bryson Gray joins us now. And Bryson, I already had my first question for you, and I was going to bring you on about this. Perhaps you're already answering it with your attire today, but let's have the discussion anyway. You've been critical of Trump in the past, and you've even maybe had a bit of a personal issue with Trump in the past. I've been critical of Trump in the past, yet I have offered my full endorsement of Trump for 2024 at this point in time. I suppose it could change between now and then, but right now I am behind Donald Trump, despite the fair criticisms and shortcomings. Where do you stand right now on the issue, Bryson Gray?
Like I said, his VP pick will be very important, in my opinion. And as you know, I am a staunch Christian. So if he picks somebody like Richard Grenell as vice president or somebody like Tulsi Gabbard as vice president, you can kiss my vote goodbye. But if he has somebody that I'm fond of, then he'll probably get my vote.
So really, you're looking at, are you going to take it more of these are the type of people he's going to surround himself with based off the VP pick? Or is it more of a purist perspective of you just don't want any of the leftist LGBTQ indoctrination involved in his White House?
It's a mixture of both. I mean, even if you look at it, right, he fired everybody that was loyal to him and then surrounded himself with swamp creatures in his first term. Well, I don't want to see that again. Secondly, Tulsi Gabbard, if people look at her voting record or look at her past, she is like, she's further left than Joe Biden. She just talks a good game, and so she knows how to convince people. And someone like Richard Grenell, he attacked people like Kathy Barnett, who should have been the candidate in Pennsylvania. And he attacked people like her because of her faith in God. So I have moral objections to people like that.
All right, well, I want to ask you about another issue that I see the liberals doing this all the time, and they say, well, I bet you we should arm black people. We should give black people an assault rifle. Then you Republicans, then you conservatives will hate it. Well, I've seen you pose with weapons plenty of times, rifles plenty of times. Do you see that play out in real time? What's been your experience with that leftist narrative?
One of our most popular songs is Gun Toting Patriot in a video with a bunch of black people hopping around with ARs. The narrative that if black people bought guns, then the GOP would, you know what? Screw it. Give them that narrative. And I hope that means more people support our Second Amendment. Yes, everybody. All black people. Yes, it will hurt conservatives to the core if you bought legal firearms. Please do so. But what that would do is actually make Democrats upset and actually help conservatives and hopefully lead you to realize who would support your right to have such freedoms.
Yeah, I agree with that jujitsu of the narrative because, yeah, I mean, we could play the game and say, yeah, conservatives don't want you to be armed or white people don't want you to be armed, so get the gun, you know, wink, wink. But really, it's more of, no, I want people to have firearms. I don't care what color their skin is, but liberals love obsessing over skin color. So I would say, no. Let's make sure black people get firearms. Let's make sure black people have the right to self-defense like everybody else. So then when the Democrats come and take it from them, they can realize who their enemy is.
Yes, sir. So, you know, that's what's interesting about it. And matter of fact, it's just a false narrative anyway. If you look over the last few years, black gun ownership has been on the rise for the last few years anyway. I have never seen one conservative have an issue with that. The only people I see with an issue with people owning guns are lefties and Democrats.
And by the way, I've noticed, and you may have noticed this too, they're sharing these pictures of Lauren Boebert and Thomas Massie, who have done Christmas or Thanksgiving photo shoots with their big families, and they all have big rifles and guns and such. But I notice every time the liberals do this, they only share pictures of white people with guns. So we can always do whatever the Democrats, whatever the liberals are claiming the Republicans are doing, just reverse image, mirror image that, and you'll find the truth. Liberals and Democrats hate white people owning firearms. That's the actual narrative.
Oh, well, that's a true narrative that they say openly, right? When they see a white man with a firearm, they view that as a threat to democracy or domestic terrorism is what they call it. But of course, we already know Democrats hate white people, including the white Democrats, which is very weird and freaks me out.
Yeah, well, just any Democrat behavior kind of freaks me out at this point, including this next story that I want to get your take on here, because I see this going in a direction that is really scary to me. And in fact, this was actually kind of confirmed last night. Bryson, I swear, it's amazing. Whenever I like actually tune in to mainstream media, like, you know, every once in a while I'll go to dinner or I want to watch like a sporting match or something. And it just so happened, I turned on a hockey game last night and there's an advertisement for some cosmetic products. And I don't know anything about the cosmetic products or the models or anything. And I'm seeing it, and the person I'm having dinner with says, hey, you know that's actually a boy. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And they were like, that model is a boy, not a girl. And so it's a young boy that they have dressed up like a girl, wearing female clothes, promoting products to women. And I mentioned this, that was last night, and I covered this yesterday, and I said I was gonna keep this on my desk because it was such a big deal. Dwayne Wade is turning his son into a female model against the mother of that child's best wishes, who is taking Dwayne Wade to court saying he's only doing it for profit and power and influence, which is what I see here, considering him and Gabriel Union have gotten a lot of sponsorship deals since they turned their boy to a girl. But here's where I see this going, which is truly disgusting. What the liberals are doing with this is they're taking prepubescent boys, they're dressing them up like girls, And they're trying to deceive young men into thinking that's attractive, or thinking, hey, look, you like boys, thinking it's a girl, and then you find out it's a boy, and you're like, oh, well, I guess there is no difference. Oh, well, maybe I'm gay, maybe I'm bi. That's what they're doing with this. Do you agree? Do you see this? I think this is disgusting, dressing up prepubescent boys as girls to trick and deceive other young boys into thinking they're gay or thinking they like boys because you're cross-dressing them.
Oh, I think it's that, but I think it's a little bit more evil, right? Think about what they're doing. This is grooming, if grooming had any type of definition. Dwayne Wade already said that he's doing it for money and profit against the wishes of the mother, as you already stated. And what this is straight out of the devil's playbook, right? It's confusion. If you can create confusion amongst people, then guess what? You have them by the foot. And then biblically, of course, this is Deuteronomy 29. It tells you that when you don't obey God, you'll be given over to confusion. But I don't know if you know this, but think about how crazy it's getting, right? That can happen, and that gets praised. But did you know in Virginia, an official in Virginia is trying to pass a law that will jail parents or fine parents if they don't abide by what their child claims they are. So they indoctrinate them in schools, and then when they come home from school, the parent don't abide by what the child wants, a child, then they can get thrown in prison, right?
Sounds like the Salem witch trials of the modern day.
They're going to pretty much make it illegal in a lot of places to misgender people. It's already like that in some places in Western societies.
Oh, it is. Boy, let me take a less consequential example here. This would be like if I'm, let's say I'm in first grade, and I have a 10 o'clock bedtime, right? My parents tell me I have to be in bed by 10 o'clock, or my mom tells me, well, I hate that bedtime. I don't want to go to bed at 10 o'clock. I want to watch Beavis and Butthead at 11. I want to watch South Park at 11:30. I don't want to go to bed. My mom says, no, that's your bedtime. And that'd be like the teacher saying, oh, there's no such thing as bedtimes. There's no such thing as bedtimes. Actually, your bedtime is actually midnight. Didn't you know that? That's the right thing. And then you go home and you say, no, mom, my teacher said my bedtime is midnight. Your mom says, no. And then someone at the door says, excuse me, Mrs. Schroyer, we hear that you're telling your son his bedtime is 10 o'clock. It's actually midnight, and we're actually going to have to take your son from you now, see? So that's a less consequential version of what they're doing. Bryson Gray with us here on the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. And I really just... I want to move on and even take some calls with you here, Bryson, but I have to tell you, this is one that's really, really bothering me because it's so evil and satanic and twisted in nature to use children as a political weapon. And that's what it is. It's the left using children as a political weapon. And of course they do. They weaponize everything for their politics. It's politics first, politics second, politics third, politics fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth, and down the line. It's their highest priority. It's their lowest priority. It's their only priority is the liberal agenda. So yeah, they'll bribe a superstar athlete to, in my opinion, completely cucking himself to turn his firstborn son into a girl and then deceive other young boys to think, oh, that's a girl, I like that. And then they find out it's a boy and they think they're gay, and then they just have total gender confusion, and then they have no genders at all. If you have infinite genders, you have no genders. So, I mean, I just struggle to move on from this because it's so evil, it's so twisted. How do we save the youth from this? How do we save the youth from pedo story time? Excuse me, drag queen story time. How do we save the youth from this satanic twisting and confusing, sexualizing them before they even go through the proper process?
Well, the first thing we need to do is people need to start speaking up. And I'm gonna go ahead and say it. Dwayne Wade is a punk. He is not a man. He is not a father. He is a groomer. He exploits children for money. And he is a disgusting, satanic individual. And you can also tell Gabrielle Union runs that relationship. And that's part of the problem also. But that's a different topic. Listen, people have to call this what it is. And a lot of celebrities are scared to speak out, right? Because it's not in their best interest to speak out on transgenderism or anything LGBT related. Because they may lose sponsorships, they may get attacked for it, and things of that nature. So we need some more men to be men. We need men to start leading again, men start being bold again. Proverbs 28:1, the wicked flee when no man pursues, but the righteous are as bold as lions. Because if we don't just let these people continue doing this, the small percentage of people are going to yield this is the right way, and that was normalized. Well, I mean, we're past that. I don't know why I just said that. I retract that statement. We're past it being normalized. This, I mean, obviously, look. Go look at Dwayne Wade Instagram posting his son and look at the comment sections. Go, girl. Yeah, slay. Poor child.